Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. Whether you're installing a patio or adding a new retaining wall, we have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Dr. No.
I watched the second half of Dr. No.
And this is the other half.
Watch till you can't. Folks, it's time. It's time.
At long last.
The biggest franchise, motherfuckers.
The
you're right. You're like,
franchise.
Oh, you can't watch all Leprechaun films. And you're right. No, we did. We watched them all. Sucker.
We
watched
them
again.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a franchise that only has like 10 movies in it.
Yeah.
What about a franchise that's forever? Like that diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
James fucking Bond.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
To be fair, I have seen some of these movies.
So have I.
But I was a very little boy when I saw a lot of these.
Yeah, yeah.
The only ones I do really remember are the Daniel Craig era ones.
Yes.
Which we don't even know if we'll get to. That's so far away. That is like... That is me looking at whatever the tariffs are going to be in the next next few years. You know,
well,
like
yeah,
I don't know
fair.
What I don't know what our world's going to be like. I don't know what our democracy is going to be like.
We don't know what that's going to be.
So I'm not even thinking about it. I'm like, well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
Right, right, right.
But
that's
for
far
now,
from now,
there's so much stuff.
Yes, there's a lot of actors to get through.
So tell me, what James Bond movies have you seen?
I've seen Goldmember, but I only saw the
Goldmember. Or Goldeneye.
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
See, is going to be the problem.
It's probably Austin Powers.
I've watched more Austin Powers than I've seen.
Oh, no.
I think I've 100% completed all the Austin Powers movies. And then if you look at, 007 movies, it's like 7%. Yeah, so I saw both Gold movies.
Goldeneye
and Goldfinger.
Man, you got me messed up too now.
But I saw only the beginning of Goldfinger when the ladies painted gold. And
yeah, you never
much...
forget that. That's, I think, here's the thing. I've seen that movie too. That's about all I remember.
That's about all I remember. Well, I remember seeing that, and I was really young when I saw that. I think that's the very first 007 movie I've ever seen. And I saw that, and I just remember going, as a kid, thinking, this movie looks gross. Like, everyone needs to, like, have a shower or something.
Everyone is, yeah, that's the 60s. Everyone's sweaty.
I know.
They didn't have deodorant back then.
And then I saw, like, probably, well, GoldenEye is part of it, but I've seen one of the other Pierce Brosnan ones.
Die Another Day.
Okay. Yeah, the one with Halle Berry. And then I've seen, like... I think I saw Spectre, but I don't remember shit because it was boring as fuck. And I've seen
Spectre,
Skyfall, which is awesome.
Skyfall's good. That's I've seen Skyfall. I've seen Casino Royale. Those are the ones I remember.
I've never seen Casino Royale.
Casino Royale's so fucking good.
That's what I keep hearing.
And
maybe we can watch it for the podcast because you, I'm sure, remember most of it.
It's been long. I mean, it's been long enough. Like, I can recall parts of it.
I don't remember fucking shit from Spectre. We paid money. We saw it in theaters.
That's the thing. Is the last Bond movie I saw was Skyfall. Because everything else after that, I heard, I was like, it's not that good. You don't
Spectre
see
is
it.
So fucking boring. It's like, I mean, but here's the other thing. So we pitched this idea to each other. Oh wait, go ahead and tell me what other Bond movies you've seen.
I mean,
sorry.
It was that I've seen Dr. No, which we're talking about today.
Oh, but you don't remember anything about it.
I just remember the lady in it because she's pretty.
Which lady?
Honey, you don't get to her. She's in my half.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But yeah, she's out of it. I just remember she had an interesting like swimsuit because it's like very white.
An interesting swimsuit.
Very interesting. Showed off lots of interesting parts of her. As a young boy,
very
I was like,
eye-opening, illuminating.
Ooh. I see why Mr. Bond likes her. And I've seen a few other ones. I think I've seen Goldfinger as well. I think I've seen Goldeneye. I think I've seen all of the James or Pierce Brosnan ones. Don't remember any of them.
I only remember Die Another Day and Goldeneye, and I think that's it. But I think there's other ones, right?
And at some point, I've watched almost. I've pretty sure my family did the thing where we'd always be like, here's a series, let's teach our son about it. And should we just rented a bunch of like James Bond movies from the library?
Yeah.
But it wasn't a very cohesive set.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
back
yeah.
in the day, it was like, oh, you got a DVD. Cool. I'm just going to pick this one random DVD from the library. It was slim pickings.
Right. And you just didn't know when it came out.
I don't know when it came out. I don't know what the name was. I was like, which one's James Bond? Because they're all different actors.
All different actors. That's true.
So like,
Also, kind of a weird series to like introduce your like kid to.
I that was back in the day, you know, spy stuff. True. It was fun. There was no blood or anything. There's no cussing in it.
There's just a lot of sex.
There's a lot of sex stuff in it. There, I didn't realize there's like, not like straight up nudity, but there's like quite a decent amount of like bodies in here where I'm like, whoa.
Indeed.
I don't remember seeing this, but I guess it was like in a they're never like they're sexualized, but they're never in like a sexual situation, if that makes sense.
I don't agree. I feel
really?
Like
okay,
they are in mostly sexual situations.
Okay, so full disclosure, we've seen two movies yet so far.
Oh yes, that's right. Yeah.
Because we record where we watch two movies at once.
Right.
Just because our recording
sausage
schedule,
gets made. Yeah.
That's how sausage is made. In my viewing, they were always
in
just like, in my viewings, they were just kind of like, yeah, here's a body, it's a naked lady, but she's doing something else. She's not doing the nasty.
So what I was going to say was I originally, going in blind, I think I'd only, like I said, had seen Goldfinger. And I was like, I don't like this series. Like, because all I remembered was like women were really poorly treated. James Bond was a kind of an asshole and like a womanizer. And I even as a child, just thinking like, I don't think I like these movies. I think there's like a serious issue with like what these early movies are trying to accomplish.
Look at you as a young man standing up.
Even as a kid,
right?
Yeah. I was like, I don't like how this guy treats ladies. But I will say from the first, like, so I was like, oh, I'm going to like. I'm not even like this first one. Like I was already.
Mike honestly was dreading this.
I was.
He came to me when we recorded the episode last week. He was like, I'm so glad we're watching Snakes on a Plane.
Yes.
And we're not watching the Bond movies.
Yeah,
I just
it was a relief to see that it wasn't going to be the Bond movies. I was genuinely dreading this.
But
and
the time
like,
calls.
And I started, huh?
But
the time originally came. Yes. Yeah. And I started this first one up, the Dr. No movie. I started it up and instantly I found myself enjoying it.
Oh,
it's actually
shit.
A good movie.
Oh, shit.
There's actual moments in it. And I actually made little notes at the bottom of things where I'm like, because I found myself actually like liking James Bond, which is never a thing I thought I would ever do. Like, genuinely, audience.
No,
is...
I didn't think about that either. I was like, oh, shit. He's kind of like, he's very human. Like,
that's
I always
what,
thought of him as like a superhero type situation.
I wrote down a bunch of things that makes him human and makes, and I feel like what later movies actually minimize, because like there are things here that you never see in like later movies, I think, because they've set up this idea of like, okay, like James Bond is like a badass, he sleeps with anyone he wants, he can do anything he wants, he can beat up anyone he wants, and it's like I kind of like him in this first one because he's just mostly kind of lucky like most of the time, and he gets like beat up pretty often, like or like hurt, you know. And I'm gonna bring up like details of this, but it almost feels kind of like a Die Hard situation where like you like him because he's scrappy and he ends up, you know, he always gets into a problem and he has to like be clever and figure his way out of it, you know, not that he can completely avoid every problem that like gets his way, you know.
Exactly. Do you know who directed this movie though, or directed these first few movies we watched?
No,
it's Terrence Young, who directed Wait Until Dark, that movie we watched together, the Wait Until Dark, that movie we
I don't
watched
remember this.
For, it's Audrey Hepburn.
Wait, really?
That one we
for
watched
the,
together.
For the TCM Wine Club.
Little TCM Wine Club is very
with Alan Arkin?
Well. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so he's the same director who did that.
I do like the way this first movie looks a
it
lot.
It feels very similar in a weird way.
Yeah,
like
a lot of like long takes. Well, this first one especially like has like a really like beautiful like cinema like choice to it. It's also very stylized. Mm-hmm. I think one thing we should do from here on out is I think we should start really paying attention to the openings, because I think the opening is going to be something that obviously like changes movie to movie.
I mean, they're iconic, right?
Like, they're iconic.
Everyone's always like, who? There's two things I always know when a new Bond movie comes out.
Yeah.
Like, who's the Bond girl?
Yep. And what's the opening going to be?
What's the opening? Who does the opening music?
There is no opening music.
I was
going to
say,
one.
I don't think this is really one they really started that kind of trend yet.
Not yet. That's the fun thing, is seeing like where all this stuff is like started. So there is a song at the beginning, but it's like a Calypso version of Three Blind Mice. and it's fucking cringe as fuck.
Oh man.
Like, it starts out with like,
Mike saw this and was like, this is cringy. Dude, I like it.
No, actually at this point I'm like, why does anyone like these movies? Like that's the
I
kind
love
of
how you turn on the movie, see like three, like not even like a minute in. Yeah, you're like, yeah, why does anyone like this shit?
Because I was going in with such low expectations, and it was kind of shocking because like, started out real weak. I think I wrote down like, this is cringe as fuck. I don't understand. I said, opening titles are pretty dated, not great, LOL. Like, I just wrote that.
Yeah.
So this movie had a lot to do to impress me, and it wound up doing it. Like, I was genuinely kind of shocked. Like, and this is from across the board. Like, I thought Sean Connery did a very good job in this, but I also loved the way it was directed. I don't know about, like, I mean, the writing was pretty good. It's mostly, like, a mystery, which I kind of dig. Like,
the intrigue is there, right? Yeah, like, that's the thing is, like, I feel like, especially in the Brosnan era, like, and it really is like, this is action.
Yeah, there's like an action really movie a mystery now. Going
because
on.
Because I think
yeah.
by then, like, you know, Die Hard has come out, and like a lot of it feels like, you know, Lethal Weapon at the time. Like, it was all very action oriented because that was then.
Yeah.
But, you know, back in these days, like, it was kind of like serial thriller mystery stuff because, like, doing any action set pieces, let me tell you in the second half.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Yeah,
it's rough, and not for like the story or anything, but just for
the
like
way it's shot.
Just the sets and everything, and just that kind of just it reminds me very much of like, you know how Flash Gordon we watched, and we're like, ooh, this is like a really big budget and like kind of looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
This does not have the budget of Flash Gordon. Flash Gordon is like super expensive at the time. This is like mid tier budget, and you're just like,
I mean, there's one thing we can say about that other Audrey Hepburn movie that we saw, the Wait Until Dark, is that the name of the movie?
Wait Until Dark.
Is like, that movie works because of like the suspense and the intrigue and like the character interactions. So like, and this movie does honestly, like, because of all these like little details I've written down, which I will get to, there's a lot there that also help you, I think, in like find James Bond likable and interesting and cool, and like add to the intrigue. But none of that is gonna end up helping with like action.
No,
I will say the directing gets better later, I think, but this first one, the action directing is bad. It's not good. It's very, very, I mean, because the camera's always locked off and they don't really know how to
edit.
It's
the 60s. There's like, there's not really like a template for like, name an action movie in the 60s. Not really exists.
And like, can Sean Connery even really fight at this point? Because he's just an actor. Like, you know, like,
how do you think Sean Connery was when he shot this movie?
How old?
Yeah, I want you to guess.
Oh, he's looking old in this. I think he's probably in his, like, probably in his 40s. No, he couldn't be in his 40s because he lived so long. So maybe in his, I don't know, I was going to say he looked so old, but all right. Maybe in his, like, mid-30s.
30 years old.
Exactly 30 years old?
30 years old, dude.
He's looking rough,
he
doesn't
looks
he?
Fucking rough, dude.
He looks good, but he looks rough.
I know we're blessed with millennial microplastics, but fucking stop tanning, man. The tan is kills skin. Like, he's so wrinkly.
You can already tell he's wearing a wig too.
Is
like
he?
It looked like he was wearing a.
I just thought he was just rocking the Widow's Peak like really hardcore.
He really was.
And
he does look good.
Off.
He looks
he's
good.
He's a good looking guy still.
Just doesn't look 30
he
years
just,
old.
He looks like late 30s, early 40s.
He does. I was, and that's the thing. Up. I was giving him mid 30s. I was being nice. Like,
yeah,
he does look mid 30s.
Because you're right. Like, honestly, before you did the math, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh yeah, he's like gotta be in his like 40s or something, right?
But then I'm like, he lived for forever. Like, he just recently passed away. Like.
Yeah, which makes everything seem like less, like, I'm like, oh, okay, it's more age appropriate then.
Yeah.
So, let me double check my stat. Go ahead.
That's fine. Okay, so movie opens. I said the opening titles are very dated, but we do get the shot of, like, through the gun barrel, you know, the sight.
Okay, and he was 32. Excuse me, not 30.
32. I mean, still. He's not mid-30s.
He's
still early
30s. Yeah, he's still early
30s. Imagine if we, because, like, what, we're in our mid-30s right now. Mm-hmm. If we had a friend who looked like Sean Connery, and he came up and he's like, hi, I'm younger than you, I'd be like, what in the fuck is going
That's
on?
That's true, you're right. You're absolutely
That would
right.
weird me out.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah. Now you put it that way.
So, we get the classic sight through the gun. Is it through the gun barrel or through a gun sight or something like that?
You know, it looks like the barrel.
It does look like the barrel.
It's got the rifling in it.
Exactly.
So yeah, it's the rifling, the classic, like he's there, and then he shoots you, and then the blood comes.
The blood, and it
shakes. And then it shakes back and forth like you're dead.
Yeah.
Very classic.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense, because like, how are you looking through the barrel of it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's cool. It's iconic.
It is.
Is he wearing a fedora?
He is.
Doesn't look as cool.
No, it doesn't
really
look
ruins
cool.
The whole effect.
And he wears it a lot.
That's the thing.
He wears it in the next one,
I think
too.
It might be because where we grew up, but I think Pierce Brosnan's like the best looking Bond. I don't know if he's the best acting Bond, mm-hmm. but he, to me,
this
looks
is
the
like
coolest.
This is like who's your favorite SNL cast? It's like it's always going to be the one you grew up with, you know?
You're probably right. Or your favorite Mario Kart. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sorry.
Let me put it in terms I can understand. Mario Kart.
But yeah, it's always going to be the one that like you grew up with because I agree with you. I think Pierce Brosnan is sort of like... It's like when you see, like, when I think Batman, I think, like, you know, animated Batman. Like, that's always the one I'm, like, comparing it to.
Sure.
But, yeah.
You're probably right.
Him with the hat doesn't look good. Doesn't look good
yeah,
with the hat.
Yeah, it just looks
but
kind of
it
kind of
makes sense because he's a spy, right? You want to cover your face. You want to, like,
I guess that's
stay
true. He
anonymous.
He doesn't really do much of that in the actual movie, though.
He wears a hat quite a bit in my first half of the movie.
Yeah, my half. All hats are off.
Yeah. So we get a Calypso version of three blind mice, and then we see three blind guys walking around.
Okay.
This is the fucking stupidest opening. Like, it is bad. Like, and I wonder if other Bond heads, because there's a lot of them out there, would agree with me. It's like, this is really fucking weak. We don't get a song, and the song we do get is like a cringe Calypso
version. I feel
like
Dr. No, people say this is one of their favorite Bond movies.
It is good. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I just think the opening is bad. I think sure. I think the opening animation is like bad. Yeah. So these three blind guys are walking around. We are in Jamaica, and there we are introduced to a dude. Early on, we don't have anybody's name, so I just say a dude has to leave his card game early due to an appointment. He gives money to one of the blind men, and then the blind man shoots him because he's not really blind. None of them are blind. They're actually assassins, and they drive away with that guy's body.
Okay.
We now later on, I discover this guy's name is Strangways.
I don't think I've ever heard Strangways.
Okay, Strangways is the reason that 007 is even there in the first place. Because he works... Strangways was also a spy, I guess. And he was looking into... For the Americans, he was looking into something that was going on that was causing the rockets to
Maybe I do know... Oh, yeah, the rockets, like, fall over or something? Yeah,
it's stupid.
This is fucking hard to really parse. Like, I know this is of the time.
Yeah.
Of the era.
Yeah.
Of, like... mid-60s?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different, like, the landscape's different, political climate's different.
The knowledge base is different.
Yeah, so we're coming out here like, I guess the rockets were a big thing back then. No one gives a shit about
Americans
rockets
are
anymore.
Trying to shoot rockets into space. Like, yeah, what if there was a bad guy who was trying to stop him?
Yeah, you tried knocking him over, I
Cold
guess.
Cold War, but it's also like a, he's like, I believe the man is, like, Chinese, right? Dr. No is supposed to be Chinese?
He's, like, half Chinese.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Is he a white guy?
I can't tell.
Oh, okay.
He's half Chinese, so you never know. So,
yeah, that's true. Because there is definitely a character later in my half of the movie that is clearly supposed to be, I believe, Chinese and is not played by...
There's definitely some ADR for some people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Some people who I'm like, I don't think you talk like that.
Well, there is one character. Her name is Miss Tao, I think her name is.
Uh-huh.
You see her in your half of the movie. She's the one that like gets in the car in your half of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And... We see her at first, and I'm like, oh, she's just wearing like makeup. Like, maybe she's one of those people who's like wearing a specific kind of makeup. And then later on, she's like wearing like a kimono. And then later on, she's like, I'll make you some Chinese food. And I'm like, all right, I think she might be Chinese. And this is clearly not an actor who is like, yeah, it's interesting. But you know, it's of the time, right? What are you going to do? Let's cancel that. Definitely dead woman.
All right. Joseph Wiseman, who played Dr. No, Canadian American.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that just shows where he came from. Maybe.
Yeah. What did he look like? Does he look like Dr.
He
No?
He looks pretty white. Wait. Hold on.
Dr. Oh No.
Hold on.
All right.
Montreal, Quebec. Oui, oui.
Known for its Chinese population.
Yes, I mean...
Little China in Montreal, Quebec.
Yeah, this is looking pretty rough for Mr. Dr. No. Well, that's why he's half.
That's
right?
Why he's...
That's why he's half
Chinese.
He's
half Chinese, half Canadian. Yeah, so anyway. So, Strangways. He ends up being, I think, killed by these assassins, and then some lady who's trying to contact someone over the radio is also killed, and these assassins who kill the lady steal a file, and the file is on Dr. No. And because the transmission wasn't completed, is it MI6 has been called? So at the Ambassador Hotel in London, a man goes to see Mr. Bond, because he's like, he is in need, they're in need of his services. And here is how James Bond is introduced. And it is genuinely, I know I've heard this a billion times from other people and I never believe it. It is genuinely one of the coolest character introductions I've ever seen.
Okay, please describe it. I don't remember it.
Okay, so they go to a card table. We never see him. We only see his like hands at first. And then we hear someone say, Mr. Bond. It's like a lady that he's playing like poker or something with. He's playing cards with. And first they say his name. And then we see his hands, but we don't see his face. And then we see that he's lucky, but he also has the ability to do things. So it's like, which is important because later on, a lot of the things that wound up working out for him, some of it is due to him just like, you know, being clever or cunning, but a lot of times also he's just really lucky, you know, like
that's a good point. I've really thought about that.
Like, there is always a gambling motif
to a lot of his
Casino Royale
stuff. Casino Royale. Yeah, exactly.
But like in this moment, like he's literally gambling at a table and he's hoping that the cards wind up in his favor. And he's lucky, so they do. And then, after all of this, after seeing that he's lucky, after seeing his hands, after seeing his name, he then introduces himself, and he fucking says his last name, Bond, James Bond. And I'm like, whoa, what a way to introduce a character. Cool shit.
It's funny, because it's like cliche at this point now,
it
right?
is, but it's like works still works so though. Well.
That's what's pretty good about it, right?
It's very cool. So he gets a message from some guy, and so he has to leave the table. And the lady that he was beating at cards is like, I want to make a date with you tomorrow. I like golf. And she's like, all right. He's like, all right, I'll see you in the afternoon. So he ends up walking into MI6. This part was great. It's like, already I'm like, okay, this guy's pretty cool. And then he like tosses his hat across the room onto a hat rack. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, whoa, that was cool. They actually did
man.
That.
Oh no. This is appealing to your old man.
I was like, that's pretty cool. And then he goes up to like Moneypenny and he like flirts with her, but it's like She's into it. Like she's not like, oh James, like
stop.
Oh, you rascal. She's like, oh, let's fuck.
That's the problem, is people saw James Bond and were like, oh, women like this. It's like, no, don't. They don't.
I will say, later James Bond definitely does certain things where I'm like, eh, James, I don't think you should be doing that.
Oh, yeah, <sure. laughs>
But in this moment, like, I like the whole thing between him and Moneypenny. We see M, who, by the way, I was used to M being played by Judi Dench. What's her name from Cats, you know?
Yes, from Cats.
But it's not. It's just some fucking old guy.
It's just a guy.
Just
yeah.
a guy.
No, they that was a whole thing. They gender swapped.
Whoa.
And you know what? No one cared back then.
What
no
a
one
surprise.
Really, no one really cared. They were like, oh, that's cool.
No, that's, I mean, she's a good actor, right? So
she's an actor.
Shouldn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like you didn't have a bunch of mouthpieces, a bunch of idiots coming by. Anyway.
Fucking morons. So Strangways and a lady, his assistant, they disappeared. They've gone cold and they need to figure out where they are. And he says that they were looking into the American rockets that are getting knocked off course. And we are also introduced to the fact that James likes his Beretta. He doesn't want to give it up, but M says that it's not effective because it jammed on him in the last job.
His little teeny tiny gun.
And he says, last time it jammed and you wound up in the hospital. And all of this is so fucking clever because it's like, we see that James likes the things he likes, even if they're not super effective, because it's something that he like is used to. And M's like, that doesn't work because it hurt you last time. He says, 00 number means that you have a license to kill, not get killed. And it's like, they've already set so much of the stuff up. We also see that James could easily be wounded. He wound up in the hospital because he almost got killed in his last mission. So it's like, it's all setting up. James Bond is like, he's a good spy, but he's not like the best like human being that's ever walked the earth. You know what I mean? Like, it's just really cool. So he ends up getting a different gun, a Walther PTK.
Yeah, yeah. Classic.
Instead. Mm-hmm. He leaves the office, and as he's leaving the office, he goes to get his hat from the hat rack, but his hat is on the other side of the hat rack now. So I'm like, CinemaSin, what are you doing? What's going on?
I thought there was an actual explanation. No, just CinemaSin.
No, it's just like, why is it on the other hat? I know that when he walked in, the hat was facing the door, and now it's facing away from it.
There's definitely a few CinemaSins in those movies.
I don't really
like
care.
Just the editing and stuff. I'm just like, oh, you missed that person was there at that point?
I don't know.
They didn't have a continuity director back then.
Also, you have to remember back in the day, like, the way it was projected and stuff, like, you're never going to see as clear as we're seeing it now,
sure,
you know?
Right.
So I've already skipped over some, I wrote down just small moments. Moments that I was like, oh, James Bond has like little cool little moments.
These are the parts where you put it in your wedding vows when you married James Bond. You're like, these are the moments I noticed.
These
are
the little things
I
that
hated you
to
at
me.
First, but then I started thinking about you a little bit more, and I was like,
and I saw when you were like, yeah,
I saw another side of you.
I saw another side of you, and now, James, I love you.
You made me a 007 fan.
So one bit is when he's collecting his earnings at the casino, he handsomely tips the doorman. Like, he didn't need to do that.
Nice.
He puts, like, a big fucking wad of cash in his, like, jacket pocket, and then he gives the doorman, like, I think, like, $20 or something for just opening a door for him. Yeah, I'm like, that's cool.
I mean, that's how you get him on the good side. You want to have... He's almost... He was like, I know the people who are, like, the servants and the workers.
Yeah.
They're the ones who are going
to
help me in the end.
He didn't need to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't need to. But it's like a minor thing. Another bit that I really like, when he's meeting up with M, you know, M's like yelling at him, like chewing him out. And then M like gets up because he's like, he's looking for his matches for his like pipe. And as he's like turning around, like James Bond takes out a light, but M has already turned around, so he doesn't see it. And it's like a really great moment where it just shows like James Bond is not like a like, obviously him and M don't see eye to eye, but he's still willing to like light his like pipe for him, even if he's not paying attention. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like a little moments. Like, mm-hmm. It's there in the frame if you're looking for it. It's some good shit. I'm liking this character so far. There's some good mm-hmm. stuff going on. So, what happens next? So, okay. He goes back to his place and then he hears like some noise in like a room. So he opens the room and it's the lady from the casino. Oh. And he's just like, oh, honey, I got to get out of here. Like, I got a plane to catch. And she's like, come on, let's... want to do a hole in one.
Oh, yeah. She bang. Loves golf stuff.
Yeah. So they bang. And then he gets on a plane to Jamaica and he arrives in Jamaica. Uh-huh. And there's a lady that takes a photo of him. It's suspicious. Does this lady come into play later? The photographer lady?
A lady takes a photo of him?
Yeah, no.
I don't remember. Okay. Took a photo of him.
Also, a guy offers him a ride, which is also suspicious. And so James is picking up on
him. You never should take rides from those.
Well, it's also like, how does anybody know I'm supposed to? Does anyone else know I'm supposed to be here?
Yeah, exactly.
So he goes back into the airport and he calls to check with the like local government that he's meeting with, basically. And they're like, yeah, we didn't tell anybody that, you know, that you were coming. We didn't send a car. And so he's like, I might be a few minutes late for our appointment, which is like classic 007 stuff. So how do you think he gets out of the situation? He's got a car waiting for him in the airport.
He calls a taxi and goes in that.
Mm. So he avoids it?
Yeah, he just avoids it.
He gets in the car.
What?
He just gets in the car and they drive off he's in the back.
Shit.
I just like, this is the other thing that's kind of crazy is like, again, I always suspect like, oh, you know, he's got a secret sense of something going on. He's going to try to avoid it or figure a way out of it.
No, I guess I'll just do it.
I'm just going to do it. Like, might as like
I'm aware of it now. But,
I'm aware and I'll take care, I guess, but we'll see. So he just gets in the back of the car with a complete stranger that he's suspicious of. Then a guy with big sunglasses in the airport sees him. He asks a car to follow James. Later on, we discover that the guy driving that car is Quarrel, a local fisherman.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Guy driving James, the suspicious man driving James Bond, sees the car following them. And so he tries to lose them and he drives off the road in order to like lose the car behind them. And then just as he drives off the road, James like fucking like pulls a gun on him because James is in the back seat, pulls a gun on him and he tries to interrogate the driver. But then the driver doesn't want to say anything. So there's this big like fist fight, which is fucking very lamely shot.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
it's so, there's something about the fighting in this where it feels so
dignified,
not undignified, ungraceful.
Yeah. Well, it does kind of feel real. Like it feels like you have two actors in front of the camera and they're just like fight.
But that's the thing. It feels like actors in front of a camera.
Yeah. That's
it doesn't
fair.
Feel like, oh man, this person's really getting beat up. It's just like, no, that person was told the other person to hit up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they punch them and they're like,
oh. There's like no choreography to it, you know, especially with the camera. Not yet at least. And so then he finally beats up the driver and the driver's like, can I please just have like a cigarette before I tell you all of my secret plans? And James is like, yeah, sure. Here. And then he gives him like a pack of cigarettes.
It's cyanide.
Yep. And he takes the cyanide pill and he dies.
We saw Argyle, so I know all about that.
And it's just like, again, it's like, James, you fucking idiot. Like, why did you even bother giving him the cigarette? But
he's a nice guy.
Well, okay. So here was one of the other things I noticed during this very minor scrap on the edge of the edge of the like road. James ends up getting fucking like red knuckles after fighting him. And it's like, I feel like you never see this shit. Like if you were to get into an actual fist fight, like fist against hand, like head, face, like your knuckles would get red.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get fucked up. Your knuckles would get
it's
fucked
true.
Up.
Yeah.
And it makes him feel like a human man. It makes him feel normal, like a normal guy.
So that's the thing is when you were saying like in Goldfinger, like he's ugly, he's kind of likes me, he's nasty looking. It's because it's real.
It's real.
It's real, man. Guys get nasty.
I know.
They look nasty, you know?
Well, at this point, like I said, that was a later movie. This one, it's like, he is nasty, but he's like a real nasty man. Like, it's like, yeah, that's probably where I would be if I was in this situation. So he drives the body to the government house so that they can identify the dead man. But they don't have they have no clue who he is. They have no idea who that man is. They are also not sure how James Bond's arrival leaked to whatever source is trying to kill him in Jamaica, basically. And so James is like, I want to socially meet the last men who saw Strangways alive. So the guy at the government house is like, all right, we'll do it. We'll put out that all together. So then James Bond's like, I want to go to Strangways' place. I'm going to like investigate. Like, am I going to find any like clues? And this is where I'm just like, oh, like he's like a little detective man. So while looking through Strangways' place, he finds a receipt for a geological analysis from Dent Labs, a man named Dent. And he also finds
Harvey Dent.
And he also finds a photo of Strangway with the local fisherman Quarrel. And he says, ah, that's the man who was driving the car that was following me. So I need to look into this man because clearly he knows Strangway. He goes back to his place that he's staying in Jamaica, and he puts some powder on the briefcase lock and a hair on the closet door in order to make sure if anybody comes in and like messes with it. You know,
I love this low tech shit, though.
It's so real. Like, that's what you do, right? Like, just put like some powder on the thing, you know, like I remember what's the movie, the Sting, I think, where like the guy puts like a little hair in the door frame when he leaves. And then when he comes back and he sees the hair is gone, he's like, OK, like
someone's in there.
So James ends up meeting socially the last man who saw Strangways alive. And they're just like, oh, yeah, Strangways. He knew this guy Quarrel because he got really into fishing. So James goes to talk to Quarrel, and Quarrel tries to ditch him, but James follows him into a bar, and then they go into like a little private place to talk, and then Quarrel immediately just fucking pulls a blade, and the bartender shows up and grabs James from behind. And it's so funny, Quarrel's like, ah, the bartender, he can wrestle alligators. And then James just fucking like pushes the guy over and like completely fucking like beating up the both of them easily. And at this moment I'm just like, ah, is this one of the things I don't like about James Bond, where it's like, ah, James Bond, you'll never beat this man, he can fight alligators, and then James easily dispatches the man. What I imagine more is Quarrel was like, that guy fights alligators, and the bartender's like, I don't fucking fight alligators. Why are you lying to this man? Like, he's trying to scare James Bond.
To scare him off.
But then James ends up fighting him off, and as he's like backing up to get away from them, sunglasses guy from the airport is there, and he pulls a gun on James Bond. And we're like, oh no, James Bond is gonna die now. But then we are introduced to the man with the sunglasses. I know, right? Exactly. We meet the guy with the sunglasses, and his name is Felix, and he's with the CIA, and they're all besties now. So now Coral's besties with James Bond, and the bartender's besties with James Bond, and Felix's
all
besties
over a little
with James
crocodile
Bond.
Fight.
Yeah, exactly. So Quarrel apprehends, so they're all hanging out at the bar now. They're all just like drinking and hanging out. And then this photographer lady comes by again to take another photo of James Bond. And Quarrel apprehends a photographer lady. And up until now,
is she
I'm
blonde?
Like, no, she's got dark hair.
Okay, never mind. I don't know.
They're trying to get like info out of her. And she's like, I'm not going to tell you anything. And then, like, Quarrel's like, do you want me to, like, stab her? And James is like, no, I don't think
Quarrel
we need to do that.
Quarrel is too down for almost anything.
He's kind of down for most stuff.
He's kind of crazy. He's kind of just like, I'll do whatever, man.
I guess I will say the lady, because she's a photographer, it's like old-timey photography. She has, like a bulb, like one of those, like,
flash bulbs. Yeah.
She breaks it under the table, then slashes Quarrel in the face with it.
Why?
Because he's holding on to her.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I should explain. Yeah. She's got her by the arm.
Like, should I stab her? I'm like, oh, I mean, that's crazy to say, but now I know she's holding her. He's holding her, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's pretty bad.
So she's down, though. She's down to fight.
She's scrappy. But then they end up just, like, destroying her film and letting her go.
Oh, okay.
So we learn about some of the places around the area, around this, like, Jamaican town. And we learn about Crab Key, which is owned by a Chinese man named Dr. No.
Oh, yeah. Dr.
And Quarrel does not like it. He says people disappear around there. Mm-hmm.
Is there a dragon on there?
Yes, he says that there's a dragon there. And everyone's like, dragon?
Crazy.
That's crazy. That's some kind of crazy, kooky local legend created by Dr. No, no doubt. Because he's Chinese and they're all about dragons.
Sure.
So then the blind hitman are after James Bond now.
The blind hitman?
Yeah, I remember earlier.
I remember them earlier, but where they come back? And they're just around.
They're just there.
They're just
like, around.
We just patrol
this
area.
A constant threat.
A constant threat.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you kind of forget about. And then they show up again. And you're like,
oh, yeah, I remember of those guys. They had a whole Calypso song about Three Blind Mice.
That was a weird thing. That was a weird way to start the movie. So James Bond ends up meeting Professor Dent, asks about the geological samples that were, remember the receipt?
Yes.
Okay. So he's like, I heard that you tested some samples and that the samples were from this place called Crab Key. Mm-hmm. And Professor Dent says, oh, the samples couldn't have possibly come from Crab Key. And also they were useless. So I just threw them away. They were just pyrite. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this seems suspicious. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down, I'm like, Columbo would have known that he was lying. But James Bond doesn't seem to put the fucking pieces together.
James Bond's not.
He's not Columbo.
That's the thing. He's not a detective. He's
not
a spy.
Really. Yeah, that's true.
Spies aren't really supposed to, like...
What are spies supposed to do? Just lie to people and kill people?
Spies are supposed to lie, get a job done, and leave. You know, they're not really supposed to, like, put things together, I feel like.
Well, the job is to fucking detect what happened to Stranglehold or whatever the fuck his name is.
More of a detective job. But also gotta not be... But I guess you wouldn't send, like, Columbo in because he'd fucking expose himself so quickly.
He would. Yeah, he'd open up his jacket and expose himself.
Exactly. Classic Columbo move. Just one more thing, and it's a big one.
You always see a cigar in my mouth, but there's one in my pants, too.
Both are smoking.
So after this meeting, Professor Dent charters a boat to go to Crab Key immediately, and I wrote down fishy. And then he arrives.
He's not fishing, dude.
No, he's not fishing.
He's not fishing.
And he arrives at Crab Key, and they're like, he says, he's expecting me. And I'm like, oh, this is very fishy. Mm. So Professor Dent is in a spooky room in Crab Key. It's the only way I can describe it. It's okay. Spooky. Okay. And a spooky.
Wait, does it have like spiders in it and ghosts?
There is a spider in it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which will come into play later. But it's just like, the only way
is
to describe.
Is it a Black Widow?
Well, I think it's supposed to be poisonous, but it just looks like a tarantula to me.
Okay.
But it is.
I think tarantulas are poisonous. I don't know if they can kill you, but.
I don't think tarantulas are poisonous.
I'm pretty sure. Go ahead. I'll look it up.
Go ahead and look it up.
I'll look this up because I'm pretty sure I'm right.
I'm pretty sure. Also, remember, I believe it's venomous, not poisonous, right?
Fuck off. You're pedantic ass. Get out of here.
So, a spooky voice comes from nowhere and it says. And this is where I'm putting the pieces together that, of course, Professor Dent is in fact working with Dr. No.
Tarantulas are venomous.
Are they?
But not to humans.
What are they? They're venomous to, yeah, like
not,
small critters, basically, right?
They're not harmful to humans, yeah.
They're mostly afraid of us. Like, I think if you, like, you know, go up to a tarantula in the wild, which you never would see in America, but if you were to go up to a tarantula and it doesn't
tarantulas
trust you.
Tarantulas don't exist in America?
I don't think they're native to America, are they? I think they're native.
I guess you're right. I've
elsewhere.
Never seen a tarantula. Like,
imagine going on a walk.
They're North American species.
Where in North America? I mean, I know that I know people who own tarantulas, but, you know, I know people who own, like, ferrets and shit. Like,
I know people, like, own crazy stuff, but they could take it out. They're native to all continents except Antarctica. What the fuck? Okay, so Mexico, Central, and South America.
So, okay, so not North American.
Mexico's North America.
Sorry.
I'm sorry,
America,
Mr. Trump's
America,
poison your
USA.
Brain. USA, America, yeah. Liberation Day, motherfucker.
Are they in Canada?
No, it's cold up there, bro. You think they're going to be like, actually, we're skipping. You're skipping the United States, and we're going to go to Canada. I respect the borders.
Imagine
our president put down because he's going to terrify ass.
Imagine a tarantula in like a coat. Just like shivering.
Why did I fucking move here? I should have stayed in Mexico and South America.
They talked to me. Wife and kids talked me into coming up here.
Bullshit.
I can't believe I moved all the way to Montreal. Hope my kid turns into an actor.
It gets dark and fucking early.
So
I don't know why they sound like
I don't
that.
Know either, but I love it. We now have learned that Professor Dent is in fact working with Dr. No, and Dent warns Dr. No that Mr. Bond, James Bond, might come, and Dr. No's like, no, he's not. And I'm like, oh, Dr. No, he must be some evil criminal mastermind. How is he going to dispatch James Bond knowing that James Bond is coming?
How is he?
He says, he's like... go over to the cage over there. And at first you don't see it. And the camera just sort of like tracks over. And it's just like, it's like a tiny little cage with a big tarantula spider in it. And he's just like, and it's like, leave this in his room.
This
and
is maybe why I thought like tarantulas were poisonous.
Oh, this is what it
this
is.
This might have been it because I saw Dr. No, and the only thing I took away from it is tarantula's bad.
Tarantula's
is
scary.
I was scared of tarantulas for a long time because I thought, because motherfuckers that have them as pets, I'm like, that's crazy. You're
going
to die.
In a terrarium. But no, well, and that's the, but that's the thing. It's sort of like, remember in in the second, in Attack of the Clones, remember when they're trying to kill Princess Amidala?
Yeah, and they got that weird
thing in her bedroom thing, yeah. And it's like the reason for that was because they didn't want like any traces, because she was like an elected official and it would be like a whole big thing,
yeah.
Like if she was like assassinated like noticeably. But I'm just like, this is like a fucking spy that shouldn't even be there in the first place. Like, just go into his room and shoot him. Like, yeah. What's with the fucking spider?
Well, that's true. That's dumb in the same spot.
That's the stupidest. Like, put the spider in his room and hope for the best. Like, that's so stupid. Like, what a dumb way of trying to kill him.
Right. Because, I mean, well, you'd think that, like, shooting would draw attention, though, right?
They've murdered Stranglehold or whatever the fuck his name is.
You're right.
Like, what's one other fucking guy? That,
well, here's the other thing is maybe they won't think, they'll think of him as maybe.
They'll be like, oh no, a spider killed him.
Yeah, maybe it's an accident. Yeah, they might think it's like an accident.
Accident, imagine.
You're in Jamaica, there's crazy stuff there.
It's crazy
like
spiders. It's just like, it's so stupid. It feels like, I don't know, it's so stupid, especially as I tell you what happened. So he's like, so Professor Dent's like, okay, I'll take the spider with me. So he takes the spider, then James Bond arrives back at his hotel. And this is what, it's another crazy thing. He comes in and he checks the suitcase and he sees fingerprints all over the suitcase. And he goes to like the closet and he sees his hair's falling off. And I'm like,
wait,
okay.
His hair is falling out?
Remember he took his hair and he put it, oh no, I didn't mention this. He took a piece of his hair and put it on the closet door.
Oh, you said like it was like the sting, but you were mentioning the sting, but I didn't know
it was
kind of
like
this.
That.
Okay.
So he does both these things to see if anyone's in the room with him. And both signs are suspicious.
Both signs, yes.
What do you think he does?
He's like, oh, well, that's how it is. I'm going to keep doing my normal thing and go to bed
here. He goes to bed. Yeah. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't even open the closet. He doesn't even open his suitcase. It's just like you have obvious signs that someone's been in your
room.
Here's
the thing, if they know that he knows, they're gonna attack now.
Yeah, so instead just go lie in bed when he's completely defenseless.
Yeah, and then when they were like, oh, I'm gonna sneak up and sneak on him, you're just like, fuck you, and get him.
Well,
you know?
What if the thing sneaking up on him is a spider?
Oh, shit, that spider doesn't give a fuck.
So he goes to bed and the spider crawls all over him, and I'm just like, oh shit, spider's gonna kill him. And it's like, how is James Bond going to get out? How does James Bond get out of this one?
He just smashes the spider.
He does. Well, wait. First he does is he waits for the spider to climb off of him.
Yeah, because the spider's like, why am I going to fight this guy? He's not doing anything to me.
Exactly. And then once the spider's off of him, he pushes the pillow off of the bed. And then there's this great point where he's just smashing the spider.
Yeah.
And the music, the stings just go like, dur, 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 dur,
it's like psycho.
It's just like, what?
It's funny because like
greatest spy on earth.
So much, that's the thing that's so funny about these movies. It's just like so much of it is so lame.
It's kind of stupid.
It's kind of stupid.
Like,
but it's something about it's like, ah, oh, this is
charming.
It's charming. I don't know.
But it's like James Bond in this moment. Like James isn't like incredibly stupid. Like what would I do in this situation? I'm probably waiting until the spider climbed off me too.
Yeah, it's true.
Dr. No is a moron. Like it's like, oh, James Bond is here. I must dispatch him. How will I do it? I will release one spider
in
his
spider
room.
That probably, hopefully, is hungry.
Like, even the bad guy in Snakes on a Plane released more than one snake on the plane. Like, maybe put five spiders
he
in his
Dr. room.
He saw
Dr. No and was like, I gotta fuck
and
him.
Some pheromones all over his bed or something.
Exactly.
You know, like something.
You
like,
can't rely on a wild animal and be like, I guess I'll kill you. It's like, also, a spider. It's like, he's not gonna, the spider doesn't go and eat people.
And it's also like, what? You're lucky the spider even climbed on him. It's a big room.
I know.
What if it went into another room?
Yeah.
Or went into
at
the
least
bathroom?
At least in the Star Wars thing, it's like, this is maybe a fucking killer thing that
yes.
kills people all the time.
This is a spider.
This is a spider. Spiders don't really bite people unless they're like threatened. And it's the spider's probably like, what the fuck am I doing here?
So at this point, I'm like, Dr. No is not all that. Yeah. Like, I'm like not impressed by Dr. No. I wrote down, this is another small thing, is I noticed he often realizes that there's trouble, but he still acts like nothing is wrong. Like, it's kind of an interesting, like, choice. Again, yeah. Like, I feel like future 007 movies, he's going to suspect something, and then he's going to, like, avoid it or plan around it. Here, it's just like, he's like, I'm just going to wait for the, like, issue to come to me, and then I'll take care of it, you know? So it's an interesting decision. The other thing I noticed that was interesting, so he has the hat, as we mentioned earlier. He uses the hat as a fan when he's in Jamaica because it's hot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of dig that. Like, it's a small little character thing. Because in any other movie, he'd just show up and he'd just be like, oh, yeah, I don't care if it's fucking hot. I'm going to sweat. This is a James Bond that gets hot and sweats and he needs a fan because he's from London. You know? It's like a little minor character choice.
Do you think we kind of relate to him more because he kind of feels like an older guy? And we're like, yeah, if I was in Jamaica, like, I probably would take my hat off and probably start fanning myself because I'm not a young man anymore.
Yeah.
I'm 32, wherever Sean, you know, yeah, or 33 or whatever.
Yeah,
but
we're around his age at
around
this point.
Around his age at this point. He'd probably do the same thing.
It's not the fact that, like, you know, he, like, kills people or, like, jet sets or, you know, like, bangs women.
Yeah.
It's mostly the fact that, like, he doesn't have to pay taxes.
Oh, you're right.
And he probably salaried.
He's probably salaried. He gets to travel, too.
He gets to travel for his job. Like, all these are the things that are more attractive than all the stuff that
I was wondering that, too.
Teenagers.
Like, what is the appeal of these movies back then? And I'm like, it's probably because they just get to see, like, cool places like Jamaica.
Dude, honestly.
Like, travel's expensive. Like,
it's
really
pretty
expensive
great.
Then,
yeah. And they're clearly there.
Yeah.
What else? Okay, so the next day after fucking killing a spider in his bedroom, what happens next? Okay, so he... So we learn that on Crab Key there's some kind of bauxite mine or something like that.
Sure.
Dr. No runs the mine like a concentration camp, they say.
Oh,
and that the
bad.
Dr. No files are missing because, as we saw earlier, the assassin stole it.
Mm-hmm.
James Bond asks Miss Toro, the secretary of the government house, asks her out, and they're just gonna hang out in the afternoon. And at this point I'm just like, that's an interesting last name, but that's clearly a white woman, you know?
Yeah.
And then later on we see her like house and there's just like, at first I was like, oh, is she like a weeaboo where she's just like, I want to be this.
I love you like being like,
just giving it, because like, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm trying to give the benefit of the doubt this movie where it's like, yeah, Mickey Rooney was
just obsessed with the culture.
Mickey Rooney was in the Breakfast at Tiffany's not too long ago.
This is subdued compared to
that. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
It's just like, oh, that's someone who probably shouldn't be playing that. But,
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing is, it's so, at this point, it's so minorly subtle. Like, it's not so obvious yet that I'm just like, maybe she just like likes the culture. I don't know.
Sure.
James discovers Crab Key is radioactive. Quarrel says that he doesn't want to go back to Crab Key because it's dangerous and because there's a dragon. And this is one of the other nice things I noticed, that James Bond doesn't force him to go to Crab Key if he doesn't want to. He's like, well, Quarrel, if you don't want to go, we'll just find it on our own. And Quarrel's like, well, I only know how to get there because I can follow my heart and my spirit and, you know, my senses. So I'll take you there. But it's like James Bond for a moment is just like, oh, whatever. Like, if you don't want to go, Quarrel, you don't have to. And it's just like a kind of nice little moment. Like,
yeah.
He offers him like a...
I'll figure it out myself.
Yeah, exactly. So then, after all this has gone down, he's like, okay, well, time to call up, Miss Toro and hang out
with
her.
I put a little Sean Connery accent out there and you're like,
I realize
sure
that I haven't been like differentiating between James's dialogue.
I mean, his accent is, I don't think it's as extreme as it is later on for some reason.
No, he's doing a British accent.
Yeah,
at
he's
this
trying
moment.
To be British.
Yeah, but he's Scottish.
A little bit.
Yeah. So he calls up Miss Toro, and originally their idea was to like hang out in the city, but Miss Toro says that she would like for him to come to her place. But at this point I'm just like, okay, I'm changing the idea around. And then as he's driving to her place, he is chased, and the car chasing him winds up driving off the side of a building or side of a mountain and exploding.
Oh.
And I'm just like, uh-oh, well, wait, how did they know he's going to be there? Is Miss Toro not to be trusted? And then he arrives at her place and she seems confused and surprised that he's even there. And he kisses her and she's like, I don't really, I think she's mostly like, I don't want you to kiss me because you should be a dead man. But then he sort of just is like, she like pulls away. And I was like, oh, here comes chauvinist pig James Bond. And he's just like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you wanted to enjoy the evening, you know? So it's just like, he didn't keep going. He doesn't keep going immediately. And then the phone rings in her house and she just got out of the shower. So she gives him like a towel and he like sniffs her towel.
Whoa.
So he's like a bit of a creep in that moment.
Maybe she smells my own.
So...
It's like, that's not okay. She smells nice.
And so so on the other end of the line is, I'm assuming Dr. No, and she's just like, I'm gonna keep him busy for the next couple hours, like, don't worry about it. I'll use my feminine wiles to make sure that
I was just thinking
leave.
Back in the day, men smelled like probably ass, right?
Yeah,
he just
definitely
like,
smells like cigarettes and BO.
So he's like,
right?
Wow, this smells like clean.
That's what it is. Not that it smells like a lady, it's that it smells like
clean.
Soap.
Yeah.
So then they bang. And then when they wake up, he's lying in bed. It's the funniest. Okay, so at this point, this is where the chauvinist shit starts popping up. It's like they bang and he's just like lying in bed bored after having sex. And she's like looking at herself in the mirror and she's just like, he's like, I want to go out to eat. And she's just like, I'll make you some Chinese food. We'll stay home, which is, you know. And then he's like, no, I don't want to. I don't want your hands to get dirty. I don't want your hands to get all pruny, I think he says. And then he's like, I want to go out. I want to go eat something. I don't want to go to a show. Doesn't even consider what she wants. And then he goes over to her phone, grabs the phone, and then she's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm calling a taxi. I want to get out of here.
Is there another reason why he wants to leave so badly?
I don't know, but he does. And then she doesn't want him to leave, remember? Because she was going to keep him busy for the next couple hours. Uh-huh. Well, Dr. No tried to scrounge up another spider to kill him or something. Yeah, I don't know. So she almost lets it slip that his car got messed up, because she's just like, why are you calling a taxi? And he's like, so that we can go out. And he goes, she says, what happened to your car? And he says, oh, it won't start. And she goes, oh, that explains it. And he goes, explains what? And then he like grabs her like really fucking hard. And then she says, that explains why you're calling the taxi. And he goes, oh. And then they embrace. And then she's like acting like she wants to like bang again. And then one of the last bits I wrote down is he checks his watch before they bang to see if they have enough time before the taxi comes by. And then a car ends up driving.
He's like, I'm pretty fast, actually.
And then that's your half of the movie.
What?
A car ends up driving.
Yeah, he's pouring some. Wait, but he's like pouring in my half. He's like pouring some drinks and waiting for someone to show up in my half.
Pouring some drinks.
I feel like there might be a hole missing where we watched.
I think there's a bit of a hole. Hmm. I know she gets into a car with a man.
Okay.
And then she drives off. What happens in your half?
He arrives back at like a place, like a room.
Must be his place.
It's either his place or maybe it's her place. Mm. And he kind of like messes with he's pouring some drinks. It looks like he's waiting for someone. He messes with some pillows. He puts some music and he heads into the bedroom and he just kind of like hangs out under the moonlight. I don't know.
This is weird.
I don't know. Maybe he came back.
Maybe he came back.
Like maybe there was, I don't know. There might've been what nothing to happen.
Like? Does it look like the person who owns this place is Chinese? Because then it's her place.
Does it look kind of like bamboo?
That's her place.
Okay. That's her place. So he's a little suspicious, I guess. He's like making the place look all nice, and he gets the audio going with the music, and then he sits in the bedroom and puts on a silencer on his gun.
Oh, he's waiting for whoever's gonna show up. It is at her place.
So it is
at
her place. Yeah. He sets up everything.
We are like
spies.
We put all the pieces together.
That's what the other half's been. That's why we relate to this guy.
That's why we relate to him. Because we're putting all the pieces together.
Also not that smart, just like him.
obvious Columbo. Trap. Might as well walk into it. Yeah. The Leprechaun movies. All right, let's watch them.
That should be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be
easy. I'm sure it'll be okay.
Boy, there's a lot of Hellraiser films. Whatever.
Watch them all. It'll be fine.
I'm sure it'll all be worth it by the time we get to the end.
Exactly. So, he put a bunch of pillows, make it look like a person. Mm. Classic, like sneaking out. Ferris Bueller shit.
Ferris Bueller shit.
Someone opens the door and they fucking shoot the shit out of the bed.
Oh.
They walk in and he pulls out a gun. He's like, Professor, it's you.
Is it?
I don't know who the professor
it's
is.
It's Professor Kent.
Professor Kent.
Yes.
Professor Kent.
The geologist.
He's like,
Why would they send Kent to do any of this stuff? Like, Dr. No has like a bunch of henchmen that he can send over.
I don't know. He's like, the girl talked, huh? And he's like, yes. He says, strange way samples were radioactive. He's like, yeah, you're deeper than you owe. Tell me who you're working for. Before I kill you, Mr. Bond. Or no, Bond says this to the other guy. Sorry. Bond says this. There's a lot of people like just popping up
to the
professor.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, I was working for... He pulls out a shotgun, tries to shoot him, and it doesn't work. And he's like, guess we'll never know. And he just fucking shoots him and kills him.
Damn.
I'm like, damn. So,
what an idiot.
You should have just told him. Who cares?
Shoot him in the leg.
Also, like, who am I working for? It's probably Dr. No.
Probably the one evil guy that runs a place like a concentration camp.
So he's like, all right, I'm going to go finally take a boat. So he gets with, what's the guy's name?
Dr. No?
No, the cool
Quarrel.
Guy. Quarrel?
Quarrel. Like a quarrel, like we're arguing. Quarrel.
Quarrel. Quarrel. He goes with Quarrel.
Quarrel.
Exactly. Like Rick. And gets in a boat and they're like, wow, you're going to go to Crab Key? That sounds crazy. He's like, it'll be better relaxation than here where I'm a clay pigeon. So it's very funny because they're like, I'm going in the morning and it's clearly the daytime.
Yeah.
They really just darken the film.
They do that a lot.
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, this looks so bad.
A lot of day for night kind of stuff.
Yeah. But like, day for night in such a bad way. We're spoiled, obviously, because like Nope is crazy. And it was shot during the day, but it looks so good.
It looks incredible. Yeah, they know how to like color grade it.
Exactly.
And adjust it.
So he says, we'll be back soon. There's also an American guy. They're like, the motorboat can no longer work here. We have to sail in the rest
of
the way.
That's Felix, the CIA guy.
Felix, right.
Yes.
So Felix is like, all right, I'll take the motorboat back. So he takes the motorboat back. So it's just him and Quarrel.
Mm-hmm.
And they go in. They're like, all right, we got to drop the sail. Bond says, because they might have a radar and they could sense it more if they have the sail up, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And so they paddle in. They cover up the boat. And they're like, all right, let's get some sleep before the morning happens. And all that stuff you explained to me sounds pretty cool.
But
this last half of the movie is like
bad.
It's just kind of like going through the motions. Like they just kind of ran out of stuff. You'll see.
Okay.
So he wakes up and there's a pretty... Oh, but by the way, Quarles thinks he drinks a lot of rum.
Oh, I didn't really realize that.
He drinks a lot of rum. He's like, all right, I'll stay awake. He drinks rum and he looks kind of paranoid. But Chinese Bond wakes up and he sees a lady getting shells.
Bond wakes up?
Did I say Chinese Bond?
I thought it sounded like you said Bond.
Then
James Bond.
James Bond wakes up.
Got it.
Sorry, you had the other lady on your mind. I get it. Everyone could be Chinese in this movie.
That's
Doctor,
anybody.
No.
Yeah.
They're like, could you be Chinese? They're like, Doctor, yes. Anyone can.
So I am from Montreal.
Thank you. French Canada, Chinese Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he wakes up. He sees a lady singing to herself. And he's like, wowie zowie, she's a hottie.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes up to her, and she gets scared. She's like, oh, shit, who are you? He's like, it's all right. I'm not supposed to be here either. She pulls out a knife on him.
Whoa, cool.
And he's like, I assure you my intentions are strictly honorable.
Mm.
And she's like, what's your name? She's like, my name is James
Bond.
And he's like, what's your name? My name is Honey. Honey Rider.
Oh.
I'm like, that's a very Bond name. Bond names, there's a very specific...
Lady Bond names, yeah.
Lady Bond names are a very specific, like...
Type.
Somehow it's horny for grandpa, you know, like it's your grandpa finds horny.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
I can see how that's horny. Doesn't fly in this day and age, but like there's something about it. Horny
Titty
Rider.
McHooters is my name.
When I was putting together the list of all the movies we need to watch, I put down Octopussy.
Of course you did. Classic. I appreciate you doing that.
But
that must have not been once. Like that was not a small feat. Like
it wasn't too bad, but.
Yeah.
You know, names
Octopussy,
like that.
Yeah.
Just like...
I like all the other ones are kind of a little bit classy, like, you know, Russia with Love and Dr. No. Like, all these seem a little classy, and then just like, what are we going to call this one? Octopussy.
Yeah, man. Put it in there. We need to get butts in the seats. Anyway.
Nothing puts butts in seats like eight vaginas.
See, I pictured it as like tentacles coming out of as a pussy. Like, it was like...
Tentacles coming out like a pussy.
So when I think of octopussy,
okay,
you know how octopuses have like beaks, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I see where you're coming.
Yeah, and then all the tentacles coming out.
Yeah.
I picture that, but it's not a beak. In the traditional sense,
it's like an upskirt of Ursula from Little Mermaid.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, that is what I picture.
God. I hated saying that.
I think she got beaked though.
She got beaked.
She got beaked.
She
down
got
there.
Some.
She got
beaked
down.
Yeah.
There.
Ursula got beaked.
She's eating from two different places. You know what I'm saying? You see that movie Teeth? What about beak?
What about beak?
What about beak? Anyway, so she says, my name's Honey. She's like, did you use a sail? And it's like, oh, yeah, I used a sail to get in. They know you're here, is what James Bond said. And she's like, oh, they don't care.
Mm.
They used to chase you off, but whatever. They realize I'm just here to collect seashells.
Mm.
He's like, really? You collect seashells? She's like, yeah. This was worth like $50 in Miami.
What?
Like, what?
Okay. Seashell is worth $50 in Miami?
Yeah, which is a lot back then.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Okay.
A seashell?
They're pretty big seashells. They're like big conches. Oh, you know? They're okay. Like massive seashells. They're not like, oh, I got a little cute one that's like maybe the size
of my
thumb.
I was imagining.
No, these are like big ass ones the size of like probably your hand, whole hand.
Whoa, my whole hand?
Your whole hand.
Wow.
And then Coral
sells them by the seashore.
Coral at this point just becomes the guy who comes out and goes, y'all see that? That's crazy.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
I don't like that.
So he's like, look, where that? What do you think of that, Mr. Bond? He's like, oh, that's a high power boat. We got to hide.
Mm-hmm.
So they hide kind of in the bank of the beach. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of dudes with guns come out. And they're like, hey, we know you're here. Come out or you'll be forced to open fire.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, they're bluffing. They're not going to do anything. All right. And they start shooting everyone. Go,
not bluffing at all.
They're shooting everywhere. Doesn't do anything. And they're like, all right, we know you're there. We're going to come back with dogs. Release the hounds. And she's like, well, what do those guys want? They never done that to me. And he's like, listen, it's okay. It's just guys with guns. We're going to figure out a way out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And Coral's like, listen. There's a dragon here. And she's like, yes, I've heard of the dragon.
Yeah.
They're both on board the dragon thing. And Bond's like, y'all are crazy. What are you talking about? And
she's
then,
just trying to ride
and
the
then
dragon.
Honey says,
no, there aren't. Anyhow, what do you know about animals? Did you ever see a mongoose dance? Or a scorpion with sunstroke sting itself to death?
Oh, my God.
Or a praying mantis eat her husband after making love?
I hate to admit it, but I haven't.
Well, I have.
She's right.
Okay.
And I'm like,
I don't know if that's the same as a dragon.
A dragon. Yeah. I don't know about that, but okay. So they look at their boat that they came out on. It's all shot up now.
Mm-hmm.
They can't fucking float in that anymore. It's got holes all over
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So he's like, damn. All right. Hey, Quarrel.
We're
when
cast
you get,
away.
When we get back, I'll buy you a new boat, which is like pretty cool of him.
That's very nice.
Honey's like, all right, I got to find a new... I got a place to hide.
Look at this Honey character was just there.
She's just there. That's what's so
they
weird.
They just like come across
her. Do you trust her?
Not really, but.
Right? Because yeah. She's just there.
But I kind of feel like because like earlier on, it was a person that was like working for the local government. So we were supposed to trust her. And then she was untrustworthy. In this case, I kind of trust her because it's so fucking absurd. Like,
yeah.
I'm just here collecting seashells. Like, it's the most obvious, like, I just needed to be here in order to help you, Mr.
Yeah,
Bond.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's very much that.
Oh, that's lame.
So anyway, she's like, I have a place to hide. And they're like, okay, Carl's like, you're going. And then Carl's like, there's bad guys following us. And then they have dogs. They're coming
to
get them.
Yeah, they were warning them
and
about
yeah,
the dogs.
But Honey was like, oh, we're going through the water so the dogs won't get us. And
I don't know about that.
But then James Bond's like, okay, so they start coming with the dogs, and like, okay, so he cuts off like some, he gets a knife out, starts cutting off some reeds, and they hide underwater with little reeds poking out to like give them air. And they're all hiding there, and the dogs, it's a tense scene where the dogs are coming. This editing, by the way, is not
good.
Not the most tense,
it's
I have to say.
Not adding to the
not
intensity.
Really a whole lot there. So the dogs are getting closer and closer, and you can't really see that the dogs are getting closer. It's like two separate shots of them in the water and then the dog getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bunch of birds fly up, and all the dogs kind of run and chase the birds.
Cool.
But the birds, they fly up, they have like monkey sounds. You're like, and the birds fly away.
I can, like, imagine the like sound editor going like, nobody will know.
No one knows what birds sound
nobody
like.
Nobody knows
in
what
Jamaica.
Jamaican birds sound like. Exactly. They could sound like monkeys. Who knows?
Exactly. So dogs run away, and then Bond's like, okay, we're good. And then he looks around, he's like, oh no.
The dogs are like, they sound like monkeys, get out of here.
Yeah, pretty much. But they look and they see another guy's out there still. He's still scouting around, and Bond's like, oh shit, get back down to the water. Mm-hmm. And the dude walks by, and Bond fucking assassinates him and stabs him. And Honey's like, oh, why did you do that? And he's like, because I had to.
Okay.
Because I had to.
I
had to kill him. So then, like, we must continue on, and they go to a place that literally has a sign that says, danger, don't go here.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
So, of course, they go.
Yeah, so they go. They're like, okay, Quarrel, you take watch. Me and Honey are going to take a little nap. And they see... A little nap.
Oh, okay.
What do you think I said?
I thought you said a little nap, and I was just like, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah. We're kind of in a moment of, like,
peril.
Well,
they've been going through a lot, man. They got to take a nap.
They got to take a quick nap.
Yeah. So they see Jeep tracks that are clearly like tank tracks. They're like, and she's like, that's the dragon tracks. And I'm like,
oh my God, guys.
I know.
This is like, so stupid.
I
kind of hoped that there was like a dragon, but like a big metal dragon or something, you know, like an animatronic dragon.
No,
it's obviously like a tank or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so stupid.
Anyway, so Honey starts opening up to James Bond, and she's like, yeah, Dr. No, that guy. You know, not yet. She had to put her shirt on now. She's just walking around like that.
Oh, okay.
So now Dr. No. She's like, yeah, Dr. No, I hate that guy. My father was here. He used to study seashells here.
By the seashore.
But he killed my father. I don't know how. And James Bond's like, did the police investigate? It's like, yeah, but they just presumed he was dead. Anyway, I lived all over the world, but now I live here. I didn't go to university. I had an encyclopedia when I was a kid. I started at A, and now I'm on T. I know a whole lot, probably more than you.
I hate this.
It's very weird. This,
they're like infantilizing her, right? Like, I had an encyclopedia when I was growing up. I'm going through I didn't go to school.
It's kind of weird. Ugh. So she talked about how, like, there was a guy, like, when my dad died, like, while we were staying at, the guy was cool for a bit, but then he decided to come up to her room.
Ooh, I don't know about this one.
And he's like, what'd you do? And she's like, well, I put a black widow in his bed, and he died after a week.
Whoa.
Painful way to go.
There you go.
And then
that's some Dr. No shit.
That's some Dr. No shit. Which is funny, because now I realize she's like, oh, did I do something wrong? He's like, well, I wouldn't make a habit of it. And now I understand what that means. He's like, oh, he almost got killed by a spider too. And then she's like, do you have a woman of your own? And then Carl's like, there's some shit over there. There's something coming.
I know you guys have been napping this entire time.
Yeah, you guys are taking a break.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, stay where you are. And then they look, and it's a fucking tank that's all painted and has fire coming out of it.
It's a dragon!
It's a dragon! And so it's like, okay, Quarrel, me and you shoot for the lights. I'll shoot for the face or whatever. And they start shooting at this fucking tank. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
What are you expecting?
And the tank's just slowly driving towards him. Mm. And it just fucking burns Quarrel to death. Oh, he just goes,
Quarrel dies?
Yeah, he dies.
Oh, no.
I know. And then he's like, you gotta get up, Mr. Bond. He's like, all right. So these goofy ass guys come in these flame suits.
Quarrel? He should have called him Charcoal.
Mike looks so serious when he was making that joke. He's like, I got some fucking gold here. I've been fucking cooking. Quarrel?
Cooking with Charcoal?
Just like that. You stoke the flames. Those embers burn bright, baby. Those joke embers. So goofy guys come out with like suits on because it's a fire or whatever. So they arrest Bond. Mm-hmm. The lady, they don't arrest the lady.
They arrest Bond.
They do. They put him in handcuffs.
They're not arresting.
They put him in handcuffs.
They're basically kidnapping him. Basically,
Who owns the island, Mike?
I guess you're right. Yeah, they are arresting.
They're
him.
Arresting him. Yeah. Maybe it's, you know, you say arrest is more legal than being captured.
He didn't do anything wrong.
He's trespassing, bro.
Yeah, he is trespassing.
And also he fucking shot at them with a gun.
Yeah, because they were shooting at him.
No, they
flames.
Were just driving around and were like, hey, stop moving. And he's fuck you. He starts shooting him with a gun.
All right, James Bond, you shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. But yeah. The lady's like, just get off of him. They're like, take her in too, whatever.
Sure, sure.
So they take her in. They go to their like secret base, mm-hmm. and they're both reading super high levels of radiation.
Right.
So they got to scrub them down. And they're like, they're in their clothes. They spray them down. They're like,
oh, do we see his dongle?
These clothes ain't working.
Do we see his 007?
We got to
see his MI6. Do we get to see his money penny? Do we get to see his Beretta?
All right, you were cooking with that one. Yeah. You stroke those coals. Just like James Bond did after he took his clothes off. So yeah, so they're like, you have to go naked. We're going to have to scrub them down. So they go through like a fucking conveyor belt shower. I remember this part from the movie.
What, conveyor belt shower?
It's like a shower.
Like in like Willy Wonka?
Kind of feels like that. They're like, all right, everyone get naked. So it's like a very, you see they're like, you know, they're kind of their shoulders up.
Yeah.
And they're just being like sent down kind of what looks like a fucking car wash.
Oh my God.
Being sent through and being like, what's the radiation levels? Oh, it's going down. Okay, it's going down. That's good. Then you see her. A lot of her.
Of course.
And I'm like, oh.
Ethan is brought back to when he first saw this
movie.
Now
I remember why I remember this part of the movie.
This, I checked this thing out at the library more than anything else.
There's a part that was very glitchy in that VHS I watched. Anyway, so yeah, so they both get clear. They get in robes and they're being, after being decontaminated.
Right.
It's a fancy place.
Yeah.
And a lady goes and is like, oh, this is your room. We're going to give you a very nice room. It's going to be very good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe this is a photographer lady. I don't recognize her.
Okay. What does she look like?
Like an Asian lady.
Okay.
You know, like a legit Asian lady. Like some weird thing.
I think
thing
it might be the photographer lady.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Legit, it's weird to say that, but we're dealing with people who are like.
That is fair. Does she look like a legit Asian lady? Okay.
Unfortunately,
no, it's fair.
Calls
we've
people
had
out
two,
of this.
We've had two, we now have two people that we know are not actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Might be her, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, she's
probably
like,
a photographer.
Yeah, so she's
she
like,
had like really big
she's
eyes.
She's like, oh, I didn't know when. I kind of, yeah.
Yeah. All yeah, right. So I think
her.
It's a photographer.
Her, yeah.
Yeah. She had very intense eyes.
Very intense eyes. She says, like, we didn't know when to expect you. You know, we only knew that you're on your way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a very nice, modern looking facility. She's like, I'm
we have non-gendered bathrooms.
Okay. We're gonna
we have a ping pong table.
Exactly. Got a Keurig machine. So she's like, all right, we're pleased to have dinner with you. You know, doctor knows ready to meet you guys. It's gonna be great.
It does sound like a startup.
It does. It really feels like that. Your bathroom's here. Ma'am, you get the big room over here. Mm. James Bond, you get the smaller room. Anything else? And he's like, aha, true air tickets to London. And she's like, haha. And she just leaves. So they're like, well, they served coffee. Let's drink it. And he's like, I guess we'll just eat. I'm very hungry. And she's like, how do you eat at a time like this? And he's like, I don't know. Do you have any idea what they're going to do to us? She says. And he's like, I don't fucking know, man. This is first class service.
Imagine this woman's day. Like, I'm going to go collect shells.
I know. And then you just get fucking captured.
Like 5 hours later.
Like, is she a plant? Is she a plant?
I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But then she's like, oh, I don't feel so good. It's like, oh, no, the coffee. It was drugged. I'm
you
like,
fucking
idiots,
obviously. See, this is what I'm talking about.
So they pass out.
Yeah.
And then it's weird because they both are in
there
bed.
There were spiders in it.
Well, no, it's weird because they're both in bed. And then some guy walks in with fancy shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And he just leaves. And then they just both wake up in bed. I'm like, did you just want him to go to bed really quickly? And then they're like, well, time to go to dinner. So she gets on an outfit. He gets on an outfit. It's very fucking weird.
I like when I play The Sims. It's just yes. Like, okay, fall asleep, and then you're going to wake up tomorrow.
You're going to wake up, but not tomorrow because we need you up earlier. Yeah. So you've got your sleep meters all the way up, but your hunger meter is going down. So you got to have a hunger meter.
I got to get dressed now for dinner. I just woke up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking silly.
We don't want to keep the doctor waiting. And I wrote, why did he drug them? I don't see the point. They could just been hanging out.
Why didn't they kill him? Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. He doesn't expect him. Wait, no, he does expect him to die, right? Is that this movie or is this another movie?
No, it's not
movie?
This movie.
Oh, then I don't know what he's expecting.
So he's like, glad your hand, or she's holding his hand and as they're walking to his like, she's like, glad your hands are sweaty too. He's like, oh, of course, I'm scared as you are. I'll do all the talking though.
Yeah.
So they go to the elevator into like a cool ass villain lair. Like it looks cool.
Oh.
It's all rocks and stuff. And there's like a fucking weird fish tank where there's like really huge looking.
Yeah. Sharks with freaking laser beams on
it's
their
It's almost
heads.
Like that, but they're just big things. And he's like, then Dr. No appears like, it's $100 million I designed it myself.
Mm-hmm.
This glass is, we're super far underground and it's super magnifying. That's why everything looks so weird and big. And I'm like, I bet they just had like weird footage. And they're like, oh, well, I guess.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So they're like, here's a dry martini, shaken, not stirred.
That's the way he likes them.
That's the way he likes it. Did he say that line in your half?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, well, he doesn't ask for it in my half. He just, somebody gives it to him and he says, I made it exactly the way you requested, shaken, not stirred.
Yeah. So, yeah. So.
Which is weird. When have you ever stirred a martini or do you usually shake them?
I've never made a martini myself, so I don't really know the difference.
I don't either, to be honest.
I've heard that I think this stirred is wrong.
Yeah, like it would be stupid to stir it. Yeah. So it's almost like James Bond is being an asshole.
Wait, is it stirred? Shaken, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred. You shake most cocktails, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
When you're mixing them.
I don't know.
Whatever, who knows?
We got plenty of time to look this up.
Yeah.
Dr. No is like, hey, all right, I'm going to tell you the whole thing over dinner. So I was treasurer of a Chinese crime syndicate before I escaped with their gold to America.
To Canada.
Yeah, to Canada. And James Bond's like, there's a lot of files open on you. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's whatever. I'm going to destroy. I'm fucking around. I'm playing with the big dogs over here.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's whatever. Cool.
I'm going to destroy this. He's like, you're going to like fuck this island. He's like, yeah, I don't care. I'll destroy this island and move on to another when I'm done. That's a real entrepreneur, baby.
I love this. And he's like a fucking Silicon Valley
he
shit.
He kind of is. And he's like, Well, why don't you let the girl go? Yeah. And she's got nothing to do with it. He's like,
nah.
She's like, I want to stay with you. And he's like, no, we should get out of here. And he's like, yeah, why don't you go? And he takes her off. He's like, my guards will amuse her. And then Dayson's like, I don't like that statement. And he's like, gonna go fight her.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you stay at that. You stay back. And then he's like, you put that knife back, by the way. I saw you take that knife. I'm not a fool. And then it's a little, this is the thing that we don't talk a lot about in Bond movies. You know, we talk about like the sexism and stuff, but there's a lot of like a classic just kind of media in general, like ableism.
Oh,
because yeah. Dr. No, he's got, he ain't got no hands.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Dr. No Hands is what they should say.
Dr. No Hands, yeah.
So he ain't got no hands. He's got like robot hands.
Okay.
Which is a little goofy.
But then he's like, but yeah, the ableism of just he's like saying, he's a villain because he's all like disabled.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and he's okay. Like, then James Bond says, does toppling American missiles compensate for having no hands?
Damn. Like, how many little boys were watching this 007 movie
with no hands?
With no hands and loving it, and then 007 says that.
I don't know if you
and they
like,
just look down at
you
their
wrists.
You
don't even see him have no hands until then.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is Dr. No's got fucking crazy hands. He's like, usually when I see someone, I crush him. And he grabs like a tchotchke off the table and just fucking crushes it, like a metal thing. And I'm like, oh shit, that's crazy.
I can never masturbate.
It's the only way he can masturbate. Yeah. He can't get off any other way without his fucking crushing force of his hands on his penis.
Dr. J.O.
Yes, Mr. Bond, I expect you to come.
Do you expect me to edge? No, I expect you to come. The gay version, the gay porno.
There you go. Seven. Amazing.
Yeah, we did it.
We did it. Holy, the first movie too. Okay. So anyway, he's like, okay, so you must be working for you. Oh, you just got a kind of really racist thing where he's like,
oh, what a surprise!
With your disregard for human life, you must be working for the East.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, no, I'm a member of Spectre.
Spectre!
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion. The four great cornerstones of the world. He's like, why are you a criminal? Like, you could just work for,
you could be a
East,
good guy.
The East or the West. Like,
and he's like, I have no hands.
No, he's like, they both rejected me.
Because I have no hands.
So I want to dominate them. And James Bond's like, oh, world domination, the classic dream. Mm-hmm. Why don't you kill me anyway?
Yeah.
He's like, well, Dr. No says, I thought you were less stupid because when someone gets to my age, you crush them. And then he crushes the thing in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right. What so, I want to do is, I want to find me, Mr. Bond, wants to find the guy who killed Strangeman Quarrel.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I guess you'll never know because you're stupid and your luck has run out. You won't get away this time, Dr. No, he says.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you Americans get ready. And he's like, I never fail. Never fail. Yeah. And then he's like, guards, beat up Mr. Bond. And they just beat him up for a while. And they send him to prison. You ready for this?
Sure. I don't think I am, but...
I don't think you are.
Yeah.
So
he's in jail.
Yeah. So he's in jail.
Yeah.
He's looking around. He sees, like, a grate. Okay? He sees a grate.
Sounds great.
And you're like, oh, great. He's like, oh, I could probably escape out of this. So he touches it. He's like, ah!
It's electrified. Okay. So he can't escape through that.
He can't, but he uses a shoe. Uh-huh. Smart guy. He gets a shoe, which can't conduct electricity because it's rubber.
Right.
And he starts smacking the grate. And he breaks it out. And he's in these like
I wasn't ready for that.
He's in these pipe shafts, okay?
Okay. All right. Like Die Hard.
Yeah, but what do you think is in these pipe shafts, right? Because it's like it's up above. So he's like looking up out of bed and he sees his grate.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
like,
I don't want to break into that.
Probably, I mean, I don't what's in them?
Yeah, what do you
probably like fans and
right,
spiders.
Like fans and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And
like dust.
So he's crawling around. Bunch of fucking water appears.
What?
Where does water come from? Why is there water?
Why do you think it comes out of a grate?
Out of a grate in the ceiling.
In the ceiling.
There's a huge bunch of water
cups. This isn't plumbing.
He like braces himself. A bunch of water goes through. I'm like, what are we doing?
What is this
and
for?
And then he breaks out on another side of the gate. And it's just another part of an upper part of the wall. Like really close to where the water came out of.
What
and I'm
the
like,
fuck?
Where's this water going? It's
where
just
is
like,
it coming
the
from?
Water's like, I'm going to avoid the grates. I know better not to go to the grates.
This is like come when you out. Play Half-Life and you actually try to figure out like what the different parts of the
and you're like, this doesn't make any
what,
sense.
What is this room for?
Yeah. Like, or Star Trek, where you're like, why is there a bunch of just chopping blades
yeah.
here? So yeah, so then someone ignores that the grate's been broken out, and they're like walking by, and they're like, in their little like hazmat suit or whatever, yeah. And then he just is like, "All right, I'm gonna fucking knock you out," and he knocks out the hazmat suit guy and gets in his outfit, and he looks like Among Us. He looks like Among Us.
He looks like Among Us. So wait, is he sus?
He's pretty sus.
Yeah,
but everyone's pretty. But you know, this is the 60s, so no one knows what Among Us is. So he gets a, it's a pretty good disguise.
So if this movie came out today, everyone would know. Yeah,
he'd be absolutely fucked. Yeah, exactly. No way. Everyone would be like, well, you can't do that. You can't swipe the credit card at the right speed, you fucking nerd.
I've never played Among Us. I don't actually know.
That's okay. It's a reference for everyone who
is, has played Among Us. The people who are Among Us.
It's people out there.
Yeah.
Among our audience.
Yeah.
So Bond sneaks into the big control chamber where they're going to knock over some more missiles with like using nuclear stuff in the water. I don't fucking know.
Sure, man.
And he walks past all the guards, and Dr. No, he's standing right by Dr. No, and they're doing like checks. They're like, is this ready to go? Is this ready to go? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he's like, wait, where's Chang? Chang? Oh, you're right behind me. Chang, go touch that thing over there. And it's James Bond. He's like, okay. So he just nods. He's like, I'm going to go over here.
That doesn't sound anything like Chang.
No, he doesn't say anything. He just nods.
Oh, okay.
He just nods. And he goes there on the gantry. And they're like sinking the radio beam for toppling. Like, all right, it's going to get ready for the radio beam. And this big shuttle's going to launch. The Mercury is going to launch. And they're going to knock it over. And luckily, where James Bond is so bad. James Bond is positioned next to something that literally says danger level.
Oh.
And so he's like, I'm going to crank this shit up. So he starts cranking it all the way to maximum danger level. And it goes, rank, rank, rank.
This is what I'm talking about. He's just lucky. Like, anybody could have been like
next
selected.
To the danger level thing?
Yes, exactly.
And then someone tries to stop and he starts beating him up. And then everyone starts beating each
Chang,
other up.
Chang, what are you doing,
Chang,
man?
Chang, what are you doing? Doctor's like, Chang, what are you doing? And he goes up there. And they start fighting. Everyone starts panicking because it's way past the nuclear like threshold or whatever.
Sure.
And so there is like a thing. There's like a cube of, I just assume, radioactive cube.
Sure,
it's
sure, sure.
Dipped into the water slowly, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Slowly. It's in the water. Slowly. It's like boiling and stuff. Like, oh,
right,
that's
radioactivity.
Like, it seems like bad water, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm sure people
so
are going to fall in it.
Him and... Dr. No, Bond and No start fighting above the water area.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what's happening, but it seems like it's going to be bad if he falls in there.
Yeah.
And they start fighting, and it's like the lamest fight I've ever seen in my life. And they start fighting, and they slowly start being lowered into the nuclear water.
Uh-oh.
And you're like, oh, shit, they're going to die. But Mr. Bond, he climbs up and escapes, but...
Mr. Bond is his father.
Mr. Bond, yeah, he escapes because all these alerts are going off saying abandoned area. But Dr. No gets knocked over, and he's trying to use his hands to pull himself
up.
But
he has metal hands.
He's got metal hands that are slippery. So he can't grab the metal on the metal. I'm like, those are fucking... You just saw him crush something with those hands.
Yeah, just like crush
Why
the thing
you're
holding
Why can't you crush the metal?
To?
But he slides and falls. It just kind of like slowly sinks into the water. Goes,
damn, my metal hands.
My metal
they
hands.
Do nothing.
They do nothing. He falls in the weird water. Yeah. They watch the rocket take off just fine. But the whole place is going to explode.
Of course. What about the blonde lady? Where's she?
Exactly. Bond's like, fuck, I got to save honey.
I got to save the blonde lady.
Yeah, I got to save the blonde lady. So he's like running around. He finds a random lady. He's like, Where's the lady I came over with? She's like, oh no, it was a guy he grabs. He's like, I don't know. And he just says, punches him in the face. I'm like, he didn't know.
You're useless.
He punches him in the face. Goes to, I think, the man, it must have been the photography lady. He's like, the lady that came in, where is she? She's like, oh, she's there. She's like, take her to me. And they go. Yeah. And she's tied up in like the weirdest like torture thing where it's just like,
does
it's like
feel
a
fetish-y?
Sewer.
Oh,
no,
okay.
It's not fetishy. It's just weird. It's like a sewer with water.
Oh.
And she's like tied to the part where the sewer, I assume high tide's going to drown her, but it's like very lame looking.
I was going to say this is where the water came from in the grate, but no.
Yeah, but that's the grate. The grate's in a normal place for her water to be on the ground.
Yeah, 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 yeah. On the
in,
ceiling.
Like, in a pool, not in the ceiling or on the side of a wall. So he rescues her. And also the set's pretty cool. Everyone's trying to run away and they're jumping in the water and escaping. James Bond like steals a boat from someone and knocks a guy out.
Cool.
And leaves him on the boat for a second while they're driving off and dumps him off eventually. And then the whole place explodes.
Whoa.
It blows up. Thanks to Mr. Bond putting the
danger
to
Mr.
the
Mr. Bond.
Mr. Bond. James Bond.
Yeah.
He's not a doctor, okay? He's not a doctor, no.
Dr. Bond.
Dr. Bond.
Yeah. Otto Bond.
So they're on a boat. They ran out of fuel. I'm like, oh, fuck. He's like, well, we can swim or something else. And then they start making out. And then the Americans show up and they're like, ah, what's up? I'll give you a tow. And they throw him a line. He's like, all right. And they get on the tow. They start driving a little bit. And then he's holding on the line. And then he sees how hot honey is. And he's just like, we got to fucking make out. Bro.
Like right now.
And so he drops the line. And then they go down on the boat. And you just see the American guy being like, huh. And then it ends.
That's the end?
Yep. It shows like the end. And it has the picture of their boat. And the boat end.
Wow.
And then, yeah, this is filmed in Jamaica and Pinewood Studios.
Wow. What a movie.
What a movie. The ending.
Kind of fizzled out a bit.
Kind of a little like, y'all just tied up loose ends, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all just tied up loose ends.
Yeah. I don't know. I did like the beginning a lot.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, as weird as it was kind of fun to watch.
It was pretty fun.
I was entertained. Yeah. I was like, this is goofy.
Yeah. Cheesy. So wait, are we going to be, like, rating these ones like we sometimes do?
Ooh, how would we rate them? Yeah, we could rate them.
Yeah.
I give this one.
Out of 5.
Ooh, but what of what? What do we got? Like golden guns?
Golden guns.
How many money pennies?
How many money pennies? How many bullet holes?
Ooh, how many bullet holes? Okay.
That's all I got.
We could always refine it later.
Sure.
I'm thinking
we have a lot of movies to get through.
A lot of movies to get through. Bullet holes?
Yeah. I'm giving this one a solid 3, personally.
I'm gonna say 3.5.
3.5?
3.5 bullet holes.
I thought I was giving him too much, but okay, I'm happy with what I've given.
It was fun. Oh, Mike. This is a 3.
Yeah. 3 out of 5.
Brother, you have no idea what we have in store.
What do you mean? As in good or bad? You fucking asshole.
I'm
going to
stroke my cat right
now. Yeah, I know. Seriously. Ethan is inspector.
I am inspector.
Yeah. Guys, what do you think about 007? Did you like the fact that we are finally getting around to watching these movies? Email us and email theotherhalfpodcast.com. Let us know. You can also find us on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Blue Sky. And we're also on Discord. Check us out on Discord. Follow us on Discord. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes or catch future ones, you can find them on any podcasting app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read it on the show no matter what it says, even if it are their secret plans to stop American rockets from launching off into space.
What if these are like, can we get these to like SpaceX or something like that? Or
for real, or
Blue Origin or something?
How great would that be? Just like great. Fucking like Katy Perry's in one of them and just goes fucking flying in the wrong direction.
Oh no.
I know. Yeah, so far we've only watched the one movie. Mm. Intro, I mean, it's the only one we've got so far, but I'm putting it pretty low. So there you go.
Pretty low?
Pretty low. It's a bad intro.
All right, Mike.
We're gonna see what happens after that.
Good
night, everybody. I labeled this document Dr. Notes.
Dr. Notes?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. Datemyage.com.
Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we've talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out. out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
Why not? The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.